morning. We're really excited. This is kind of a campaign kickoff for us. We're very fortunate, been blessed today with just a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday. And I know that it's something of a sacrifice to give up any part of a day that looks like this to come out and be involved in a political campaign. I want you to know that I'm very, very grateful. I was going to give you a little bit of a bio for those of you who know me, but it looks like these are all faces that are pretty much familiar, and you don't need to hear me say again about being born in Pennsylvania and growing up in Texas and spending my life in the Marine Corps and then retiring here to the beautiful state of Minnesota, which is my wife's home state, and my wife is here somewhere in the crowd right over here. I think all of you know that if it weren't for Vicki and her work on the campaign, her encouragement, that I wouldn't be here at all. This campaign turns out to be a fair amount of work, and if you were to launch out to this without the support of your spouse, I just think it would be impossible. So I feel very blessed that she has not only encourages me, but she puts in hours and hours and hours herself in the campaign every day. Thank you. Fifty-two days until Election Day. Seven more Saturdays after today. I need your help. We have got literature to drop, doors to knock, signs to put up, votes to get, and I can't get them without you. We're going to win in 2000. I know some of you helped me in 1998 when we came close. I'm not running to come close again. We're running to win. We're going to win because we've got... In 1998, we held Mr. Luther to less than half the vote, and we did it almost purely with folks like you. Many of you same people here, grassroots volunteer organization, second to none. We've got that organization again. We've got it bigger. We've got it stronger. We've got it better organized, and we've got a pile of money. You're going to see my smiling face. A lot of times on television. In fact, today on the bus, those of you get a chance to look at that, we're previewing our first television ad, which probably won't go up on the air for a little bit of time, but it's a great looking ad, and if you weren't already convinced of it after you look at that tape, you will be certain, absolutely certain, that I am in fact the world's greatest living American. It's a terrific tape. Modern ad production. Something about a purse out of a sow's ear, I'm not sure, but it's terrific. Listen, this race is critical for a lot of reasons. It's critical in the big picture, who's going to control the United States House of Representatives. It's critical in the direction that our country is going to take. But let's bring it home here to just this sixth district. The change when I'm elected will be striking, because the differences between my opponent and I are striking. We have fundamentally different views of government. I believe that the federal government is too large, it's too intrusive. The arm is too long, the grip is too tight, we need to loosen it. We're overtaxed. You know, I signed a pledge saying that I wouldn't raise taxes, and that we need a supermajority to raise taxes, and we ought to have tax cuts. My opponent, when he was here in the state legislature, voted for the three of the largest tax increases in the state's history. Striking differences. I know that in order for our kids to receive the education they deserve, we've got to control education here. The parents and teachers here can do it. My opponent firmly believes that the decisions ought to be made in Washington. And so whether you're talking about taxes, or you're talking about education, or you're talking about national defense, or Social Security, or health care, or tort reform, the differences are striking. And I think that you agree with me that my view is better for this great country of ours. I need your help. I absolutely need your help to win. I'm asking for it now. I've asked for it before. You have given selflessly. And my reward to you is ask you to give even more. 52 days, 7 Saturdays, I need your help. Well, today we are especially fortunate to have with us a member of Congress, Congressman from Michigan's 2nd District. He said something about that being God's country, and I would agree in the sense that America is God's country, perhaps, but those of us here in Minnesota on a day like this, I don't see how anybody can compete. We Congressman, know where God's country is here. Congressman Pete Hoekstra is many things. He was elected to Congress in 1992. He was an executive in a Fortune 500 company. He was born in the Netherlands, which I found absolutely striking. And when he was 3 or 4 years old, he moved with his family to Holland, Michigan. And I'm sure there's some sort of connection there that